who you are and who you are in God.
Welcome to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Let's receive the ministry gifts of Minister Carol Jones.
Amen, amen. Father, we do give you praise and honor and glory. We do thank you for this day. Your word says early in the morning we are to seek you, Father. Thank you that our ears are anointed to hear. The Spirit of the living God shall say to us. It's by your strength that we are here this morning. It's by your grace and your mercy that's brand new this morning. And because your compassions fail not, and great is our faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful to you, you're still faithful to us. What a loving Father. You deserve so much more honor than we give you. I ask you to search each and every heart of these your precious daughters. You already know the thoughts in their minds. You know the motives. You know the intents of their heart. You are a discerner of every thought. And you want some authentic women. You want women that are holy and set apart unto you. You don't can't use silly women. But women that are full of your wisdom. Your daughters that will trust you. Seek you and inquire of you. And we thank you for the first lady of this house who sets the standard. We thank you for Pastor Yvette, Lord God. And that her true daughters will follow her as she follows Christ. True daughters will submit to correction and instruction and reproof without offense. Because you know their hearts, Father. You know their destiny. You know what it's going to take for all of us to get into that divine place. We ask you to bless the pastor. Thank you for blessing Pastor William, Lord God. Thank you for the vision that you have put in this vessel. We thank you for your wisdom in him that works in him and through him and for him. Thank you that he is anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against him and his wife, it will not prosper. And any tongue that rises up against them in judgment, you have given them the power to condemn, for it is their inheritance, saith the Lord. Whatever their hands touch is blessed, empowered to prosper. Wherever the sole of their feet tread, they possess, they have complete mastery in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the members from the north, east, south, and west that belong to this seed of Abraham Church, Lord, International Christian Church. So thank you for your anointing that is settled in this place. Thank you for Holy Ghost conviction. Because you love us so much. You want to help us. We will not neglect or reject or resist what you have for us this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement saying amen. Lift your hands before your Heavenly Father. And I share this a lot of times. We do a lot of praying, but we don't give God an opportunity to speak to us. We want to do all the talking. But listen with the ears in your heart. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. You posture yourself. so noisy outside, but it should be a peace that in the midst of the noise that we can hear God's voice if we would step to Him. I repeat this after me. I release most holy faith to bring to pass those things that I have prayed in the Spirit. I believe that I receive the understanding, the enlightenment, for it is the will of my Father for me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I don't have just knowledge. I have revelation knowledge. God reveals things to me, and He empowers me to walk in obedience. I set my will to obey God, and my obedience gives Him honor. In Jesus' name. Greet your sister with a holy hug. Tell her you love her with the love of God. And you all may be seated. Good morning, Pastor William. Praise God. You all may be seated. Daughters of Abraham. Daughters of Pastor William and Pastor Yvette, you got a responsibility to be different and not to walk in a place of compromise. The first woman that I looked at in my walk with the Lord, when I was going in the things of God, I was first in a Baptist church, and because I was so hungry for the things of God, and I started reading the Bible and was finding out they weren't teaching me what I was reading. So you got to read your Bibles. Every day, you got to read your Bibles. I thank God for the fivefold ministry gifts, and they are for the perfecting, the maturing of the saints, that we're no longer like children tossed to and fro by the sleight and cunning craftiness whereby men lay in wait to deceive us. You got to do more, ladies, than come to church. When you receive the responsibility and become accountable for your walk with the Lord, it takes time to be a Christian, a goodly one, somebody that somebody want to follow because they see you different. It's a work, but it's a good work. It's a fight, but it's a good fight. You got to set yourselves to please God. You can satisfy people, but you can only please God. And we're so in bondage, ladies, to people and to other women. Don't limit yourself to another finite person. Don't do that. You got to see yourself through the eyes of God, but you won't if you don't read your Bible. This is your will and testament. Every promise, every right that you have has been written, and all you got to do is read it, believe it, and become it. Jesus was the Word made flesh, and He dwelt among people. He had to ask people, "Who do you say that I am?" Isn't that something? Demons and devils knew who He was, but the church people didn't. They didn't really get to know until God spoke to Peter and gave him a revelation. Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. It's just things you're not going to know. I don't care how much our pastors preach to us until you spend time with God. You're not going to get it until it's revealed to you by God. It's not going to happen. Pastor can prophesy. Pastor Yvette can prophesy. Pastor William can prophesy to you every day. But until you receive that sperma, that's what word is, it's sperm, and it gets into your spirit to impregnate you so you can give birth. And if you don't nurture that prophetic word, it's why it's just another word that the pastor said to you and you don't have results. You got to nurture the things of God. You got to value the things of God. And I am not going to put less value on the things of God and all that stuff that I did for the devil. Oh, no. I gave him time. I gave him my money. I gave him my thoughts. I gave him my body. I hung out in the places where sinners hang out. I did what sinner women did. Now I'm a woman of God after his own heart. And I will only do those things that please God. I don't care on this planet who don't like it. You ain't paying my bills. You are not my entrance into the kingdom of God. You didn't wash me in your blood. You don't pay my bills. I don't care who don't like me. God loves me. You got to come to know who you are and whose you are in God. We want all this puff and fluff and stroke me and make me feel good. You better read your Bible, girl. Proverbs 11. I was looking at some of those ladies in my former church, and I'm saying, I didn't get saved for this. That's what ticked me off. I respected God's house. I didn't go in his house a certain kind of way, and I wasn't even speaking in tongues. I just knew that was a man of God, and this was the house of God, and I couldn't go with my breasts out, butt showing, stuff too tight, too short, and I wasn't even real saved, but it was just, I had a respect for God's house. I couldn't go in there any kind of way. I wanted to change. I didn't want to be the same. And I've done received Jesus, but I'm still looking like, dressing like, talking like, acting like, whoring like, getting high like I was before I received it. So you know what I tell people? You ain't saved yet. Because when Jesus really comes into your life and you really accept him, you will change. You ain't going to allow no man to come up on you any kind of way. You're not going to allow him to defile your temple. You're not going to allow him to deceive you. If you're hanging out with the God of all truth, you ain't going to walk in no kind of deception. Better read your Bible. Better read your Bible. Proverbs 11. Glory to God. Your presence, Holy Spirit. See, he comes to bring help. He comes to help us change. But you know, he's after those that are sincere in their heart. My people say, I know your heart. No, you don't. Don't nobody know my heart but God. You might perceive some things, but you know what I learned about perception? It's still a deception that Satan wants to make you think that you are seeing the right thing. And you're not, if you're not looking at it through the word of God. So you're still deceived in your perception. Y'all better study to show yourself approved unto God. If you're his workman, he says you need him not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the Holy Spirit is the only one that can help you do that. It's the only one. Jesus said, I give you another comforter. Jesus was the comforter for the people while he was here. He said, but you know, I got to go away. I got to prepare a place for you. So I'm going to give you another. Look at John. Let's go to John 14 right quick. John chapter 14. Yeah, y'all got some pastors. They ain't fooling with these shenanigans. Now you think you're walking with them, the closer they get to God and you can't hang with them, you're going to get left behind. Then you're going to be mad and you're going to be offended because you're not doing it for the word's sake. And that's why so many offended people, they quit, they leave church because pastor didn't do this. Pastor didn't do that. Well, you was here for the wrong purpose. You came for the word. So how you going to let them offend you? If you got offended, that means it's something in you need to be corrected, and you too childlike to stay there and take it. Man, if I would have left every time pastor said something to me, I'm going to be standing up here. But I thank God for sending somebody into my life to speak the truth so I could change. You can't do it by yourself. I got elders in my life. I'll be 61 in August. And I got elders in my life. They're in their 80s. Those women are strong, wealthy, wisdom. Mother Mitchell been speaking into my life over 15 years, bringing correction and instruction and interceding for me because I read the Bible. Elder women younger women, submit yourselves to the elder women of the church, the aged women, women that got anointing, they got wisdom, they'll love you to life and not to death. They're going to speak the truth in love whether you like it or not. And if you stay there and take it like a woman, you'll change. John 14. Look at verse 1, ladies. John 14. I'm in the King James, and then we're going to go to the message. And amen. They got them all up there. Amen. John 14, and this is in the red. John 14, chapter 1. Women of God, please read verse 1. Ready to read. Okay, so how many of y'all say you believe in God? Okay, see some hands and go up. Y'all still working on your belief. Okay. Amplify. See, that's what I love about God. He ain't going to make us do that. Read, ladies. It's your responsibility to see that your heart is not troubled and distressed and agitated. If people get on your nerve, it's your fault. Them your nerves, keep them off of them. If you anointed that oil on you, they'll just slide right on off. It won't even bother. So I am responsible. Come on, ladies, I am responsible to let not my heart be troubled, distressed, or agitated. I trust in and rely on God. I apologize. I don't have all these women stories, you know. I got to meet you where you live right now. You know, get y'all hyped up in your emotions, and then you go home, and then you try to act like Esther. Esther didn't have the Holy Ghost. She had God on her, but she didn't have the Holy Spirit in her. Got to know what. Yeah, come on, look at John 14, 15. I mean, still in John 14, look at verse 15, women of God. Look at verse 15. Let's go to the King James. Well, you know what? Just stay at the Amplified. I like the Amplified. Because it's saying basically the same thing in the American Standard Bible. But I had to find me some Bibles that break it down where I live. All that thus and thou and this and all of that. Meet me where I live. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, you got to get understanding so you can go and do what you've understood. See, you got to know why you're Abraham's daughter. How many of y'all know the vision of the daughters of Abraham? Oh, Lord, did no hands go up? Help them, Jesus. Oh, Lord. that sad? That's why we don't get nowhere. You got to understand purpose, because when you don't understand purpose for a thing, then abuse is inevitable. You'll abuse all that hollering and stuff y'all was doing, and you don't know the purpose that you were doing it. In the spirit, you're sounding brass on the tinkling cymbal. And you'll go out without change and do the same thing till the next Abraham meeting. You got a copy of it with you, First Lady? Ma'am. And I do have it. I left it in the room. Come on, daughters of Aaron. Everybody stand, but I see that. And let me do it like this. If you are not a member of this church, then remain seated. This is just for the daughters of Abraham. Is it just for your ministry and you invite people? Well, okay, let's deal with the house first. This says, Daughters of Abraham is an anointed women's outreach ministry of Seed of Abraham Christian Center International. We are the covenant daughters. You got to know that word, covenant. We are the covenant daughters of the spiritual inheritance that God promised to Abraham according to Galatians 3 and 29. The vision of the daughters of Abraham is to nurture, fully equip, and empower women, mothers, daughters, sisters, and wives. We have been mandated to minister to women, women of all walks of life, and to help them to acknowledge and embrace their womanhood and their role in the local and universal body of Christ. We are designated women of royalty in the earth realm. We are women of purpose, privilege, and a destiny. I'm going to charge you all, women of this church, you need to know this by the next meeting. When people ask me, why you go to World Changers? I said, I go because I proclaim Jesus the Christ and the manifested word of God. My goal is to teach the word of God with simplicity and understanding, so that I can apply it in my everyday life in a practical and effective manner, to get my immediate world changed and transformed by the word of God. And because of that, I become a world changer. Now I qualify, because I'm changed, to make a mark in the lives of those I come in contact with. That's why I go to World Changers. See, when you don't take their vision, then you don't see eye to eye with them. And you'll always have issue with them, because you got to write this vision. People without vision perish. If you don't know the purpose, come on, especially, come on, leaders. I purpose to be a goodly, godly leader at my church, so that anytime Dr. Dollar or Pastor Taffy call me, I'm ready. Because I got his heartbeat. He told our leaders, he said, if I were to take my heart out and put it in your hands, can you keep it beating? Who can Pastor Yvette entrust this ministry to if an emergency came up? You gotta get a grip on your Christianity. This ain't no joke. Your spirit and your soul lives in a place called eternity. And based on how you lived it on this earth determines where you go. You better read your Bible. Only the overcomers will enter into the kingdom, not just because you went to church. Only overcomers enter into the kingdom. That's why he said there are few that will enter therein. But the path of destruction is wide open. Because we don't take this serious. Let's go to church. Let's shout. Let's scream. Let's pray loud. And go home and you're still jacked up. You won't do what at home, what you do here. That's a hypocrite. hypocrite. God said, I will vomit you. I will spew you out of my mouth. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. You know, either you want all of me or you don't. But you know what? Don't try to play me. I'm God. Don't play me. Now repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I lay hold on the daughters of Abraham vision statement. From this moment forward, I take it to my heart. I will not misrepresent my Heavenly Father, my father of faith, Abraham, and not my spiritual parents, especially my spiritual mother, Pastor Yvette. From this moment forward, I accept the responsibility as a daughter of Abraham, an anointed women's outreach ministry of Seed of Abraham, Christian Center International. I am a covenant daughter of the spiritual inheritance that God promised to Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. And this is the vision, my responsibility. It is to nurture, fully equip, and empower women, mothers, daughters, sisters, and wives. We have been mandated to minister, to serve women of all walks of life, and to help them to acknowledge and embrace their womanhood and their role in the local and universal body of Christ. I am, we are designated women of royalty in this earth realm. I am a woman. We are women of purpose, privilege, and a destiny. Holy Spirit, anoint me to fulfill my part, my portion for this outreach in Jesus' name. Now lift your hands up. Keep them up. Now, Father, I give you praise for a fresh anointing of your spirit. From the tips of their fingers to the tips of their toes. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. That because they change, Lord, they'll be able to make a mark in somebody else's life, in another woman's life. As a single woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, even as a widow, even somebody divorced, you'll know how to bring those out into a place of your of God's love and healing and deliverance. Because we are daughters of Abraham, we're fully persuaded and we will not stagger at the promises of God. If you believe that, say, I receive it now. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Told y'all, I'm passionate about what I do. I love my life in Christ. So you're not going to have a lot of people hanging around you when you're real for God. Just not going to have it. All them girlfriends, I don't know where they are. And I didn't leave them. I just got closer to God, and they couldn't hang. They couldn't hang with me. They thought I was playing. I wasn't playing. All right, come on. Look at verse 15. Now you say you love God. Well, let's do verse 15. King Amplified. Ready to read. He said, if you really love me, not just I love you, Lord, but if you really love me. Keep reading. He said, if you love me, keep means that you will honor. You will honor God. See, worship is not a slow song, y'all. Worship is obeying. That's what worship means. It means to kiss. Well, how you going to kiss his face if you ain't never in it? See, you just can't do stuff because it's traditional. You got to do stuff because you understand the purpose so you don't abuse it. And you'll become more sensitive women towards his presence. God put that innate thing in us that we're just supposed to know some things. He didn't put us on this planet to be stupid women and wives.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend, and I look forward to hearing from you, so write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing.